Let's turn to Mexico and news of a dramatic prison break there. Sometime Saturday night, Mexico's most notorious drug kingpin entered the shower in the maximum security prison where he's been held for just over a year and then disappeared through an elaborate tunnel system. This is the second time Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, leader of the powerful Sinaloa drug cartel, has broken out of prison. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports, his escape is a humiliating setback for a Mexican government that claims it's cracking down on cartels.
Jaws dropped and heads shook in disbelief as Mexico's National Security Commissioner described how the top drug trafficker in the world had slipped out of prison. Monte Alejandro Rubido said the great escape happened sometime around 9 Saturday night. Guzman went to take a shower, the only part of his cell not covered by the prison's video surveillance system. After realizing he hadn't reappeared on the video, guards rushed into his cell to find it empty. Guzman had slipped through a 20-inch hole in the shower floor, climbed down a ladder some 33 feet, and met up with a large tunnel which ran nearly 1 mile straight out of the prison, says Rubido.
El túnel cuenta con tubería de PVC.
The tunnel had plastic piping throughout the length of it, says Rubido, presumably to provide ventilation. Oxygen tanks were also found in a rail system with a motorcycle rigged up to run down the mile-long tracks. Rubido speculated to haul out dirt during the tunnel's excavation. Its exit point surfaced at an illegal construction site in the small town of Santa Juana, which sits in the shadow of the prison known as Altiplano. Late yesterday, helicopters whirled around the prison and the town. Highways were heavily patrolled and roadblocks went up in neighboring states. For a time, flights were delayed out of a nearby international airport. 57-year-old Facundo Carmona, a local farmer, sat outside his house drinking beer with friends, shaking his head in disbelief. What's the point of all that security at the prison if the guy is just going to walk out, says Carmona. Like many in the town, he doesn't believe authorities' version that Guzman tunneled his way out. He speculated that the drug lord had a lot of help. 30 employees of the prison have been detained for questioning.
This escape could only have happened with some relatively high-level complicity.
Alejandro Hope is a security expert and editor at eldailypost.com. He says Guzman's escape has been a big blow to President Enrique Peña Nieto's well-crafted reputation as someone who has cracked down hard on cartel kingpins. During Peña Nieto's administration, 11 top traffickers have been either killed or captured, including Guzman, who was arrested after a spectacular manhunt last year. Peña Nieto, who had just arrived in France on a state visit when news broke of Guzman's escape, condemned the breakout in an audio message sent to media outlets.
Esto representa, sin duda, una afrenta para el Estado mexicano.
Without a doubt, this represents an affront to the Mexican state, said Peña Nieto. But he added he has confidence in the institution that Guzman will be recaptured. Attorney General Loretta Lynch offered U.S. assistance. Guzman is wanted in several U.S. cities on drug trafficking charges. His Sinaloa cartel is believed to be the major supplier of cocaine, meth, and heroin across the U.S.-Mexico border and hasn't appeared to lose any of its power or reach since Guzman had been in prison for the past 16 months. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.